Company leaders and those on their way up tend to want a couple of things from their teams that seem contradictory: change and consistency. Too many change initiatives either fall flat at the outset or dissipate over time as people go back to doing things their own way. This need not be the case if you're transforming your sales messaging. Today is the final episode in a short solo series, How Leaders Create Consistent Sales Conversations. Let's set your business up for long-term success on the Manage Your Message podcast.
Welcome to the Manage Your Message podcast, where professionals come for ideas and inspiration to grow. By talking about their businesses more effectively and getting lots of other people to do the same. Here is your host, consultant, professional speaker, and author, Jim Carr.
Come on in. Welcome to the Manage Your Message podcast. I'm Jim Carr. I help executives and leaders to grow their businesses through more consistently effective sales conversations, bringing together marketing, sales, product, service, and other teams across an organization. I do that through consulting, training, and both virtual and in-person speaking. Our shared goal in the podcast here is to close the common and expensive gap in B2B companies across industries. That's a gap in confidence that sellers have in the value of what they offer compared to the confidence they have in how they talk about what they offer. That gap means their message isn't nearly as good as what they offer to the world. Too many good leaders and good companies struggle with this gap. They have a message that unintentionally makes them sound like everybody else, or they lack consistency because their team is delivering the message many, many different ways, or they have only a few people, a few messengers who can create legitimate opportunities and generate revenue. So I say, let's address those common challenges and help you grow your business. That's also the point of my book, The Science of Customer Connections, Manage Your Message to Grow Your Business. In the podcast, we're in a short solo series, so no guests. We're focused on the unique role of leaders in the business. Leaders meaning CEOs, owners, sales leaders, revenue leaders, and how you can get everyone on the same page for those precious opportunities for real-time conversations with customers and prospects. In our last episode, we focused on how to decide on a priority conversation, maybe two, the ones that everyone needs to master, as well as getting the right mix of people to be involved in this transformative process. Today, we're going to wrap the series by talking about implementation, how to launch and train, how to plan for certifying your messengers and refreshing the message as needed. So now it's launch time in the process. That means you have a playbook or some sort of documented guide for your sales team and every team involved in the sales process. That playbook contains sales-ready brief content that's been created with the involvement of the sales team as well as other units. That content has gone through a process of edits and has executive-level approval. There has been an appropriate sense of urgency, momentum has been building, and your business is now at the start line, ready to share a new message and build new growth opportunities. This is a big deal. So I say treat it as an event, not as a party, but an event that is the beginning of a durable transformation of your sales messaging. Your focus as leader should be on adoption to grow the business. The whole point of this initiative is behavior change. Depending upon the timing of your launch, some companies build it into a scheduled event, such as an SKO, a sales kickoff. Others will make it its own standalone event or a series of regional events. Whatever you decide, I find it more impactful to do the event in person, if at all possible, rather than virtual. Now, if you're a leader in the company, your primary role at this point is to reinforce the strategic priority of a messaging initiative, why it's vital to the growth plan. You'll also want to highlight and acknowledge from the top those people who contributed to the playbook content and reviewed it. When I'm involved in a messaging client's launch, I like showing pictures from the workshop to demonstrate the work behind the playbook. This level of acknowledgement is great for those colleagues who dedicated their time and their expertise. They're typically your high performers and they feel the most time pressed anyway, but their contribution has been key. It's also good for building some street cred because your sellers will see their fingerprints on the content. That goes a long way toward bridging any gaps you may have between sales and marketing or sales and other parts of the business. During a launch event, I think it works best to have intact teams sit together and go through the content together. Bit by bit, your teams are asking questions, practicing, going through brief role plays. Frontline managers can serve as table leaders. And by the way, those managers have already been prepped for this role ahead of time. I also recommend that sales reps and managers come prepared with a short list of their most important near-term opportunities to apply new messaging. That's how you as a leader drive adoption, through immediate or very nearly immediate application. We all know from experience that a lot of forgetting can happen in a short period of time after a meeting or a training event, unless there's repetition and application on the job. So, what's next after the launch? Over the years in working with dozens of companies and thousands of managers and reps, I've come to recognize four characteristics of the companies who use this type of a playbook initiative to successfully produce long-term changes in their sellers' behavior, and they have long-term sustainable sales improvements. Those four characteristics are leadership keeping the effort a priority over time, managers modeling the behavior they want from others and offering constructive guidance along the way. Third is practicing, and perhaps a formal certification process if that's necessary. And fourth, well-planned refresh and continuous improvement. Let's take these four one at a time. So first, when it's successful for the long term, it's because an executive sponsor and leadership team keep the effort a priority. They remind and encourage the teams. They hold them accountable. And they do this on a weekly or even daily basis. The second point is that managers are modeling the behaviors they want their reps to adopt. I remember one manager told her team that she recognized the importance of storytelling in some of their selling conversations, but she hadn't tried that herself. She didn't think she would be any good at it, but she was very transparent with her team. She told them this would not necessarily be easy for her, maybe not natural for others, but that they would build the skill together. She started small, taking a couple of the customer success stories from their playbook and practiced them enough to feel comfortable doing it with prospects. The reps on her team really appreciated her honesty and commitment, and that motivated them to get past any discomfort they might have had and do likewise. Third, frontline sales managers are supported in their role as conversational coaches. Your managers might not be expert conversationalists themselves. They probably don't think of themselves that way, and they don't need to be. They do need to actively coach their teams. Many companies create a simple coaching guide for those frontline managers to accompany the playbook. This kind of a coaching guide typically has some simple templates and exercises to use for role plays, coaching, even some certification process if you want to go that route. Things that could be built into, for example, weekly sales meetings. And then fourth, for long-term success, leaders are planning in advance how their teams will update playbook content and maintain consistency over time. For a content refresh, I recommend that you schedule a quarterly review. Can you at that point add more customer stories and perhaps retire any that have become a little stale? Do industry insights and product information need an update? Your playbook or guide users should remain confident that the content is always the latest and the greatest. They don't have to go searching for updates someplace. Also, make sure that any new team members get some version of that playbook as part of their onboarding process. Here's a final note for leaders and those who are going to be leaders soon. Over time, I've come to appreciate soft underbelly of how these types of messaging transformations are both personal and political. When we change what's expected from individual sales conversations, we are by nature dealing with what people say, what comes out of their mouths, how they represent themselves. This has an impact on the money they make, how they're evaluated, even their professional identity, how they see themselves. It's political because it also necessarily involves status, who's involved in producing the content, who is ultimately coaching and certifying, that sort of thing. If you're a team leader or a company leader, then you'll be balancing acknowledgement and accountability along the way. Please avoid the temptation to build the content yourself if you're the boss. Let the team that you chose do that. but do hold them accountable to milestones and conflict resolution. Let's just say, for example, there were some differences of opinion between marketing and sales or between product and sales. To every extent possible, those particular team members do need to work it out before it comes to you. After all, one of the most important benefits of these sorts of cross-department initiatives is making different teams check their assumptions and solve some problems together. The launch of new sales messaging is in many ways comparable to the launch of new products or solutions. There are deadlines to meet, opportunities to go after. The good news is that it is much easier to adapt and change conversations post-launch based on market feedback than it is to change a product or solution. But there just must be a bias toward action. In my experience, you should be able to plan, build, and launch a sales messaging playbook or guide initiative within 90 days. Many leaders tell me that the very process of building and launching a playbook helped their company as much or more as the content itself. The process can bring people out of their silos to address an important sales and growth initiative together in real time. That serves to build relationships and to land on some common definitions and metrics. Sometimes things get a little confusing or messy, but with good guidance, everyone learns important lessons along the way. And that is the basis for transformation. So those are some of the important things I've learned from leaders and teams who committed to making their sales conversations a source of true competitive advantage. I hope you listened to all four parts of this short series on the podcast. I set it out in a logical time sequence so that you and your teams could actually do this. You can do it yourself. Of course, I'm happy to talk with you if you'd like to go deeper into any of the assumptions and processes and the psychology behind this kind of initiative. I also recorded a short video course on this topic for Sales Gravy University. You can check that out too. This concludes a series on how leaders create consistent sales conversations. Coming up are both a few more solo episodes and lots more interview episodes too. If you haven't done so already, then I would appreciate your subscribing to the Manage Your Message podcast and leave us a 5-star review, please, because that helps other revenue and business leaders like you to find us in a crowded podcast environment. Our goal is to help you and your company have a message that is just as good as what you sell. If you have an idea for the podcast, or if you'd like to talk about ways to get your team leading more effective sales conversations, you can reach me at jim@jimcar.com. And my mobile number is on the website, jimcar.com. And I would welcome a connection on LinkedIn. You can follow me on Twitter, all the usual places. I tailor speaking, leadership, and training programs according to the message you need to convey, the opportunities to create and equip your messengers, and the best ways to build management habits that build long-term advantage. And you don't have to change your products, pricing, or business model. Until next time, message managers, thanks for joining the conversation.
Thanks for joining us on the Manage Your Message podcast with Jim Carr. You'll find show notes and other resources at manageyourmessagepodcast.com and jimcarr.com. Please help us serve you and other message managers by subscribing to, rating, and reviewing this podcast. And connect with Jim on LinkedIn and on Twitter at Jim Carr. Until next time, we hope your business message is shared well and often.